Blog Talk Radio.
Losing my way, yeah. Give me confused, make me believe, increase my faith. Lay on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma turn to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong, even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, but I keep halting right on the pedal. Lay on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma do you curse until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you, give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.
Sorry, can't be like you. Finding it hard to keep, cause I've been thinking about you. The most part of my week, and I want you to be here. Maybe we could be somewhere a different day.
up smiling. The sun was shining, feeling so good inside. Hey, I have it all together. Don't matter, cause I find passion. That I got another chance to get it right. There it is, the suit blown away the ocean. And I am so glad.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, the Perla Negra. I was hoping my diva would be able to join me, but I think she's having a technical problem. And my original co-host, not here either. And Stanley sending out some prayers, hoping that you're okay. Anywho, this is a place for you to relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. Now, let me see what I got for y'all tonight. I got a couple of pieces I can do. I'm going to start out with this one. It's untitled. Y'all know me. I'm the queen of untitled pieces. Anyway, here it goes. Beauty is a mindset, not a color or a shape, and it is indicative of self-confidence. So I present myself with no mask because I do not have to subscribe to your definition of how I should look or be or identify myself. I do not have to question what is right for me. I make sure before I make my move because I'm most definitely going to be me. So why not take all of me? I'm absolute in the God in me, and that is why I shine. It may be in your best interest to take all of me. And love will compromise, but when it's true, it won't have to. So tell me, can you read my story in them now? Through my beautiful windows shaded in brown, all my colors, every line. You can if you really want to take the time. See, my purification was through the battlefield of broken hearts set aflame. So do not touch my soul if you don't plan on staying. Because even though a broken heart will mend, it is in a spiritual spiral that it will end. You don't want to. Surely with that, you shall contend. So take care in your travels through. Because my love will never die. And you could get lost there down the line. So let me see. What am I give y'all tonight? I could use some more music, and I think I will, because I really don't have another piece just yet. But before I get into that, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press that 1. I see you listening. Y'all can participate. Come on and talk to me. I ain't gonna bite you. Unless you want me to. This is sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Y'all get on over there to Raw Links. Get you some. They got a lot of healing properties, good minerals in these stones, and precious metals. Play something for you. Right?
The lovers of the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not too much, grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. First day, well, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. My waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love
bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm going to do another piece for y'all. This is called mi eternidad. Por siempre, mi amor, capearemos la tormenta en la vida juntos, tú y yo. Te amo. You are the rule I am willing to break, because against all odds, you are the exception I am willing to make. Frightened each time before every risk that I take, but I've always been a risk taker. And for my heart, you are the risk that I am willing to take. Telling myself I don't want this with you is like painting in the rain. It's useless and impossible, because your silhouette is ingrained in my mind and my soul is tied to the flame of your existence. Por siempre, mi amor, soy tuyo. Through music, the savage beast is soothed. But your presence is my addiction. So the rhythm our heartbeats create is what I dance to. And your touch is my prescription, the remedy healing all that troubles my side of the world. You are my earth, necessary and vital. You are the alien I want to be abducted by, because my heart is like a puppet on strings and your energy is my Geppetto. So I'll be the comfort while you sleep, because you bring my love down like the ink flowing from a pen. Por siempre, mi amor, tu historia está escrita en mi corazón. I once held on to nothing, and now your touch is my rebirth through fire, bringing color to pale skies. It is said beauty is in the eyes that hold you. While life awakens in your presence, because Eden is in your eyes. You are my truth in a world of lies, and I do need you. Por siempre, mi amor, necesito que te quieres en este piso. and gentlemen. I see a hand raised. I'll open up this first microphone to my diva, Ms. VIP. Ooh. Hey, diva. How you doing tonight, love?
Hey, diva. I'm a lot better, thank you. How are you?
I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear that. Go. I'm chilly, but I'm good.
I'm good. You know, I know that's right. It's cold.
You know how Mother Nature do. She got a way of joking around with you. You know, she sets you on fire mm-hmm. first. You know, make you feel like you're burning up inside. Then she make you cold. Clothes on, clothes off. I don't think before these hot flashes, I don't think I took my clothes off this much in life. I hear you. Speaking of hot flashes, here come one right now. Diva, I'm glad that you're back home safe and everything went okay. No, prayers are always with you. For sure. Even though I know you're going to be all right, you know. Prayers. I'm still in my prayers.
Thank you so much. Trust me, I felt them too. I needed them because it's funny. I got apprehensive like right before I went under. I'm like, wait a minute. And I was like, all right, I got me. I'm okay.
Of course he does. You know
that. Next thing I knew, I woke up and I was in recovery and it was over. Not in 1 ounce of pain. So I did really well.
That's what I'm talking about right there. I hope you're enjoying my music selection tonight. You know, I'm doing things just a little bit differently, but I'm still going to give y'all, you know, bits and pieces of myself through my poetry. And speaking of poetry, I know you brought something for us to listen to tonight.
I did.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
Okay. Now this piece is called The First Sunrise.
I like that title. Well, the mic is yours.
Seeing the sunrise with you, beautiful first. It looked like a painting with hues of orange, red, purple, yellow, fluffy clouds of gray tweaked with blue. And I thought how good it was to be with you. In my mind, we held hands. Kissed as the sun rose. Sunset had you kissing me again, and a coherent thought couldn't be found. As I came back to myself, you smiled at me, and I knew no one else would make me feel the way you did. You made me promise that we'd always be a we. I made that oath. I should have asked you to do it too, because right after the rain came, nothing was the same. Frustration, no longer anticipation hit us hard. COVID seems it will never go away. Yet, I still feel your smile meeting my lips each and every day. So be my first and last best friend. I promised we. I simply ask, don't leave me. Winter approaches and I have no assurance how I'm to stay warm in the world that keeps us apart. Unfortunately, life doesn't come with a manual to show us what and how to do, and this hurts my heart. The sunset came, beautiful colors to end the day. I was without you, and I thought how good it was to be with you. Maybe we were meant after all, not this way, but at the end of the day, until the sunrise, I still consider you friend, still we, till the end. And that's that piece.
Oh, that was beautiful, especially that one particular line where you said, be my first and last best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I love that piece. What was the title of that again?
It's called The First Sunrise.
Oh, my God. That is so beautiful, Diva. I love that. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to hold you hostage, keep your mic open, if you're up to it.
Absolutely. I am.
All right. Well, let me do this real quick because, you know, it's necessary.
Mm-mm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 and participate. You can talk to me. I told you I ain't going to bite you. This is not the love zone. So I'm not going to do no danger tonight. No damage tonight. I'm going to behave. But it's only a few days away. So I'll be good tonight. I'm going to be good tonight, Diva. I'm thinking maybe I could give you another piece. What do you think? Another piece or another song? You pick, Diva.
I think another piece. I'd love to hear
another
you
piece. Okay, let me go in my file. Let me see what I got for you. I think I got something here. I just wrote this not too long ago, actually. All right. This is untitled. And here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of winter's flow, the embering of leaves fall as fall leaves. Tawny hues of once rich green life that danced with the wind lie huddled on frost-layered soil, whispering in the welcoming of the cold, a time for release. Renewal is coming. Wounds left from blades burned by experience are now just stains of the past, and I am now age's transparent beauty left open for love. True love grows best in the soil of emotion, passionately expressed. So bless me with your transparency. There's no darkness here, because I am receptive to truth, and my love will never prick like the thorns of past roses you picked from different gardens. Allow me to comfort you, you to love me without fear, because I know that the waterfalls that come from the most pain aren't the ones you see flooding your eyes. They are the hidden ones falling from your heart. Allow me to be your peace in a world that is unkind. Know that the sweetness of my nectar never sours, because God is at the center of this partnership. So your heart is safe with me, because it will always be in his hands. I can't heal you, for you a healthy space to work on it. Release your spirit to the comfort I'll provide. Make my heart your home and grow with me, because not only will I love you with everything in me on your good days, but even harder when you're at your worst. Because I am your number one fan. And that's that piece.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you, Diva.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, do you have another piece? Because if not, I can give you time to find one. Oh, awesome, awesome. That's even better. All right, well. I'll tell you what, I'll play a tune after you spit your piece.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, thanks. This was from, I think it was the Get Down, or would you ever let your partner know everything about you? I forgot which one that was.
Oh.
I forgot what was that.
Nope,
that
was
me.
That was the love zone.
That was the love zone.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to read this one. Hey, it was a great topic.
Yes, it was.
All right.
The mic is yours.
See, no one will ever know all of me. You may know I'm fiercely independent, but deep down I yearn for someone to say it's okay. I got you. I would love it if I got the same love I give to myself. But what I feel deep down, at times so deep I can't stay. In my life, there's some highs, some lows. It's life, the way it goes. I have nothing to hide. Yes, I struggle with anxiety, depression. There's more I choose not to share. I find I have bad moments, not bad days. But in love, I could love one with all his idiosyncrasies, funny ways. I'm a private woman, yet wanting to shout out loud just how much I love him, how love is with him. But my love stays within. I keep a brick or two of my self-erected wall cemented over my heart. So if I ever fall for anyone or get hurt, disappointed, I won't be destroyed. Sometimes the unspoken is warranted, so vulnerabilities won't be exploited. People are so quick to prey on others, and this is why no one will ever know things I'll never reveal. And that's that piece.
I know that's right, Diva. I know that's right. I love that. I really, really love that. But you know I'm a fan anyway, you know. And, man, being transparent in your relationship is paramount for me, because when you are like that, it builds up a level of trust and comfort, you know, and that makes a big difference in the success of your relationship. Because when you are open like that and you're not, you know, that lets that person know that you're not afraid to be yourself completely, but also that they trust you. And when you know that someone trusts you, you know that you can put your trust in them. It takes a lot to trust people these days, especially with the society that we live in now. And so many games being played. I feel like deja vu right now. I really feel like I'm having a deja vu, like I've said before, but, and I probably have more than likely, but, you know, people are so into what someone can do for them. What can I get out of this person that be themselves? They don't realize that life is not about what can you do for me all the time. You know what I mean? It's about how you can work together. This be, you know, be a team and just continue to build together, you know, have each other's back. Not so much, you know.
Yes.
Girl,
absolutely.
You think so?
No, sir. That is so true.
Yeah, I know so well. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. I want to throw another song up in here real quick. And I got another piece for y'all afterwards. I'm going to do this real quick.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get mannish. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Very sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee to give you everything your body's missing. Baby, are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me mind of the making, and you make me sad. Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for? She had no limit to where she'd go.
Oh yeah.
She was so damn sexual. She said, Tyrese, are you ready for me? I'll do anything to the feel
oh, yeah.
me. Tell me what you want, and I got you, babe. Whisper in my ear while I'm driving you crazy. I'ma smack it from the side while I'm grabbing them thighs. Now I know what zodiac signs are all about.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of my favorite songs, Diva. Hey, how many signs have you made love to? That's a pretty good topic, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you know, I want to know.
I think of my lifetime, about four.
Four? Let me think.
The rest of it was just, you know, flings. It was just
flings.
Going on. Get it? Going home. And,
okay.
You know, when I want to make love, I want to hang around a while. You know what I mean?
I hear that. Let me say, I've been with two Leos. Two Geminis. We talking about lights out. Two Leos, two Geminis, two Sagittarius, and one Pisces.
Wow.
Both Sagittarius drove me nuts. One Leo drove me crazy, and I married his crazy ass. The first Leo was very, very sweet, but he had a lot of issues and I just couldn't deal with him. That Pisces, never again. Never, ever, ever again. I will not, I'm trying to tell you. I dealt with a Scorpio, and he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And the Geminis, one of the Geminis was very, very sweet. He was very different from the first one. The first one, he became a stalker and would never admit to the crazy shit that he did to me. It was always my fault. The reason why he stalked me was my fault. Girl. It was my fault because he fussed at me. It was my fault because, you know, I stopped calling, and this is why he acted like he did. And man, and I've had a cancer. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. That fool, Lord. And you know what? I fell in love with that cancer, but he turned out to be a really, really a big liar, a good liar. And that's it. Everybody else was just, you know, it was conversation. It was no intimacy or anything. Those guys, and you know what's crazy? Because it seems like it's always my fault. This is what they tell me. It's my fault. Wait a minute. I didn't do everything by myself, okay?
Hey, look.
What do they say? For every action, there is an equal but opposite reaction, or equal and opposite reaction. However it goes, mm-hmm. guess what? It was a crazy energy exchange. You know? Mm-hmm. So, but I can say I learned. You know what? I've never dealt with an Aries. We get along great.
That's what Aries and a Leo.
So I ain't going to make them Leos. No, I'm not doing it. Something wrong with them. You know why? Because, and I'm not trying to offend anyone, but if anybody knows Leos on a very personal level, I don't know, they got control issues. They really, truly believe that the world is their play and they are the director. Okay? But see, I know a little bit more about them than what they would like to admit, and I'm not going to put their little secret out there, you know. But another thing about Leos, I'm going to tell y'all something. Their loyalty is unmatched. If long as you don't, like, turn on them or cross them, they're not very forgiving for damn sure. Because when they, if they really are on your side, they're on your side. And they get hurt they get wounded very easily. They'll never admit to it. But I know that they do. Now, I'm going to tell you what I know about cancer. Extremely, extremely sensitive. You think a Pisces is sensitive? Child, let me tell you something. Cancer, they are super, super sensitive. They have a tough exterior, but that's to hide the sensitivity. Now, even though I said I've never been with an Aries, me having children and having friends that are Aries, I love you guys. But y'all are battle ready all the time. What is it? I mean, do y'all see what you just balled up? But you know what? You got a great sense of humor. And you got a person's back if you really care about them. But your temper, your temper. Some of y'all have worked on your temper. I can say that. But, child. And I can definitely say a March Aries and April Aries, you're different. You're different. Your temperament is different. Just like a February Pisces and a March Pisces. Something wrong with them February Pisces, honey. Something is.
I don't think all Aries are ready to fight and ready on war and go to sleep with just in their, and, you know what I mean? But, you know, some of us can be control freaks and some of us are real chill. I'm real chill until you hurt me or mine or, you know what I mean, or threaten something that is very dear to me or, you know, talk about my friends. It's like, no, don't even try it. You know what I mean? So I'm
you are a battle cat too. You are a battle cat too. Okay.
I think so.
I mean, you don't get outrageous. I've seen some get outrageous, but you stay battle ready too. I've seen it in you, you know. But you know, through experience, over the years, you you've stayed pretty much in control. But I've seen it. I've seen it. I've heard it. I know you. I haven't harped on it or emphasized on it, but I've seen it with you. All y'all Aries stay battle ready. It's your nature. It's your nature. You know, you can't help it. It's that ram.
Okay,
and, you know, Aries is a god of war. So, you know, y'all, you can't help it. You can't help your nature. It's all good, though. I love y'all just the same. You know, but sometimes, man, like with my daughter, she's as sweet as her mother. She really is. But you mess with her and get that fire brewing inside of her, oh, man, I'm trying to tell you. She is. I learned to just be quiet and listen to her when she talks now,
mm-hmm.
because when she's feeling some type of way about something, there's no trying to calm her down. She has to do it herself. Because the more I try to talk sensibly to her, and you know how I am, I'm all about the positive. You know, the more heated she gets, especially if she knows she's right.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, but
a little weird.
No, so Pisces are we sweet. we are very sweet. Some of us could be a little off balance, you know, and just some Pisces can be very, very greedy, very materialistic, but for the most, we're very, very sweet, very giving people, extremely, extremely patient. But I do know some Pisces that make you want to rip their damn heads off. Trust me. I ain't taking up for all of them because some of them I can't stand them. But it's all good. It's all good, too. You know. Let me hear about some of your experiences, Diva.
I don't really get into the, you know, astrology, but I know a lot of Leos are hot-headed, you know, whereby, like I said, last Aries really lit my fire, you know what I mean? But a lot of them can be hot-heads as well, and I think that's with any sign, but, you know, you break the trust of someone, then, you know, everything is different. So, I don't know. I can't say which is best and which isn't. I know my first husband, Gemini. He's a Gemini. And he was exact what it's called, nice nasty. I was like, oh. I was like, uh-oh. And then the other one was in the, I do believe, a Pisces. And I'm thinking, I must be out of my mind. He was a little sneak. I found him out. And, you know, so those are the first and last husband. And, I dealt with one long distance, but, I forgot when his birthday was. But anyway, but sometimes, you know, can be hotheads sometimes, and you can get some of the most chill people that you ever want to meet. Don't cross them. That's probably with every sign, like I said, you know, especially if they're protective. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Some can be very good protective. Go ahead. Like a stalker.
Yeah. Man, you must have. God bless you, because you went from a cat to a fish, Lord.
No.
A lot of people look at Pisces sometimes as being wishy-washy and timid. It isn't that. It isn't that. We just seen both sides of that. We're wishy-washy. We just can understand everybody's point of view when there's a disagreement or something, some kind of conflict going on. And we pretty much stay neutral, you know, unless you come for us. Then it's a whole different animal. And we don't get upset that a lot. We do take a lot. I know I play with y'all and I fuss a lot, but that's the loving side of me because I fucks with y'all. But to really, really piss me off, to really see me angry, y'all don't want to see that side of me. That's a very, very nasty side of me, and I am relentless in my pursuit to make you feel it. Trust me, and I don't like that side of myself. So y'all ain't seen it. I ain't trying to say all that. And I hope that any relationship that I have with anybody doesn't bring out that side of me. I really won't let nobody get me to that point no more. Because I'm all about the love and light now, baby. I want to stay in the light. But I'm going to tell you something about Gemini. And I got a very good girlfriend with Gemini. But Geminis truly, truly have a double side to them. They have two sides to them. They can be super entertaining, the greatest friend you can have in the world. But to get in a relationship with them, I'm trying to say, you talk about the patience of Job, honey. It takes a lot of patience because they can be a little irresponsible. I ain't going to say a little. I'm going to tell you, right? They're very irresponsible, okay?
Mm.
And it's never their fault. It's never their fault. I'm trying to tell you. They stay running. Now, that's what Pisces and Geminis have in common. We are street runners. We runners. We do have a tendency to start a lot of projects and not complete them until it's convenient for us.
Oh, my goodness.
You already know what me and my yard. But,
right?
That's pretty much where it ends. They can be a little selfish and a little greedy, but they're very funny, very entertaining. And they could be some of the sweetest people. They can be. You ever dealt with a Capricorn, man?
Well, my daughter's a Capricorn.
Okay.
The sweetest they can be.
But if it ain't about a dollar, it don't make sense.
Attitude.
They're emotional people. I say that much. They don't get too emotional. It's not that they don't have emotions, but they're more business-minded than anything. Mm-hmm. You got to really, really, really be close to them in order to see that side of them, because if not, you'll be like, if I have any kind of emotion. You think Aquarius don't show too much emotion? I got Aquarians all in my family. Caps are right up there. Because like I said, they're more business-minded. Aquarians, it's not that they're emotionless. They're just, like, out there. Let me start, because I'm going to get myself in trouble. Folks are like, who the hell she thinks she's talking about? But I know certain things because I've dealt with people, you know, and it's all good. I still love y'all, and I know y'all love me.
Well, you can't get away from us Aries, so you're okay.
My grandbaby, my first grandbaby is going to be an Aries. I'm praying.
Yes.
Not that I don't love you, Aries. I'm telling you, I love y'all from the bottom of both of my feet to the top of my head, the follicles in my head. But I do want a Pisces grandbaby. And it's a boy.
Oh.
It's a boy. So I know he's going to be child. But then again, you know, as long as he's healthy. I'm going to try to keep that fighter side at bay. Because I know y'all are. Child. Y'all forget I got two kids that are Aries, my youngest and my oldest. I can't get away from y'all. I'm telling you something. I told you at the Thanksgiving thing for my son, everybody was an Aries except for the two or three people. And I think it was like 12 of us there, okay? And everybody was a damn Aries. I went to the doctors recently,
My doctor and my nurse was both Aries. Okay, I don't know what it is with the ram and the fish for me this past year and this year, but y'all gonna stop that, okay?
You know y'all love us.
Of course, I love everybody, but it's just, I don't know. It's fine. It's something going on. I got to read up on it, find out what's going on. Maybe I need to get a reading on myself. But It's all good. Nah, I love you guys. I really do. Although some like to start shit a lot.
I love that goodness.
I ain't going to mention no names. But, you know, it's all good. We done ran our mouths. I hope you got another piece. I'm going to play another song, though, before we get into some more pieces. It's up to you, though, Diva, if you want to hear, you know, if you want to hear something else. All right, let me see if I can find it. Wait a minute. I think I'm going to do a piece and then...
Mm-hmm.
I'll play a song and then come back and you do a piece and I'll play another song. Kind of like the way this is going tonight. It's quiet. It's quiet, but I got my diva, my April Fool, you know, my with me. So I'm going to do this one. This is kind of an old piece. This is called The Broken Lover Who Forgot How to Love Me. All right. Thank you. I always have and will love deep and sacrifice the only way I know how. So when you decide to give something as sacred as your heart and they don't think it's good enough, you ask yourself, how do you turn off unconditional love? Even though you know you can't. We all want to be sculpted by a sculptor with eyes to see deeper than the light shining within. The one who cuts our woes away and accentuates the everlasting magic we were created and truly meant to be. I may have left my mark, but he left a scar. And all along the signs were there. I heard the word, but chose not to listen. Saw the difference, but wouldn't accept the change. I even took the blame, though it wasn't my fault. I foolishly believed if he watched me walk through my storms as I navigated nefarious energy, he would see my strength as reason enough to stay. I gave him my smile, my heart, my soul, and he still left me here without a thing to hold. So I tell myself, he just forgot how to love me. Whenever you give your heart freely, there's no guarantee it will be treated right. But after that, I learned my lesson and abandoned my codependency. I no longer am baited now into low vibrational entities that do not serve for my highest good. I know who I am. My presence enhances and complements the situation. And that's that piece.
Whoa. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Diva. It's amazing because this is saying April. Now, say that song.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because most of the time, it's not our fault, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't see what's in us until it's too late. And then they realize, oh, man, you know what I mean? So, but it's not our fault. We do what we learn to do, or we do what we feel we must do, and then if it doesn't turn out right or well, you know. But
right.
You know, it's cool. It is what it is.
Yeah. You're right. I'm not going to say it's not totally our fault, because we all play a part. We all play a role in, you know, some part of the demise of our relationship. But when you give and you're patient, and you forgive over and over again, and that person just chooses not to see the real you or to see your heart and work with you, it comes a time when you just have to separate yourself from that. Unfortunately, when you do that and you start to become, you know, you get over, because you're going to go through the hurt and you're going to go through the pain because you love that person, you cared about them. But when you get through that and you start getting comfortable with who you are again, here they come. Here they come. And now it offsets a balance in your world, because a lot of times when you decide to part from that person, you still have deep-rooted emotions for them. You still have a certain amount of love for them. And when they come back and you know, it activates that shit again. And you're like, motherfucker, why are you here? You know, that's what pisses people off more so than anything. You'll be upset about the things that they took you through. But the other part of you being upset is the fact that, you know, you still got emotions and feelings for this person. Now, then again, it depends on how long you've been separated from them. If it's in a year of the separation, you still pretty much got some kind of emotion going, stirring for them. But if it's from years down the line and here they come knocking at the door, hey, what's up? Nothing. Not a damn thing, you know. Now it's like, what the fuck do you want, really? Why are you here? There is nothing here for you. Life is funny like that, man. It really is. I'm sitting here, I'm feeling some type of way about this game. What? Adiva, let me play this song, and then we're going to come back to you and hear another piece by you, all right?
All right.
Diva. We're back.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
welcome back, everybody. This is Epiphany Radio. Mm-hmm. You are listening to the Real Entertainment Network, and you are in Poetic Therapy. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all, come on, press that one and participate. We love you, too. Diva, what else did you bring for us to listen to tonight? I'm anxious. You know I love your poetry.
Well, now I know this came from the Get Down. So I'm going to spit this piece, If You Gave Me the Key to Your Heart, What Would You Do? Remember that one?
Ooh. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That was a guess. You know what? I can't even pick a favorite segment because I love all of them. But when
I
feel ready, Diva.
It's very difficult.
Absolutely. The mic is yours.
If you gave me the key to your heart, I would hold it with the greatest of care. I would tell you it's in the best hands and it's safe to leave it there. I would sew an inside pocket on my shirt and make sure it rests on my chest on the left to feel my heartbeat, to reassure you're in my special place in my body and soul. You feel all space. It's okay to be vulnerable. I am too. It took so much for me to try again. I don't ever want to lose this key. You. After all this time, my love is finally quiet. And you can trust me. It's true. You said you are the key and you have all of me. Your confidence, all of me. At night, I keep your key under my pillow so my dreams will be in technical and my laughter will be in surround sound, letting you know my doors are waiting for you. With this key you gave to me, I am filled with you, my love. Your key unlocked my heart. It's no longer bound. Your key is a blessing to me. It shows you're ready to forgive and leave the past where it belongs, to be in the now, in the future, me. And that's that piece.
Beautiful. I loved it. I really, really loved it. And I got a song for you.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to play this one.
And I'm swinging and my arms are getting tired. I'm trying to beat the emptiness, but I'm running out of time. I'm sinking in the sand and I can barely stand. I'm lost in this dream. I need you to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely. I try to be patient, but I'm hurting deep inside. And I can't keep waiting. I need comfort late at night, and I can't find my way. Won't you lead me home? I'm lost in this dream. I need you to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely, and I'm scared of being the only kind of what's been along the wall. And I'm scared the only heartbeat I hear beating is my own. And I'm scared of being alone. I can't seem to breathe when I to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely. I'm scared I'm lonely. Cry at night with my babies. Too far I'll be by my side to wipe away these tears of mine. So I hold my pillow tight to imagine you. I stretch your hand looking for mine. I'm lost in this dream. I need you to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely, and I'm scared of being the only kind of what's been lonely. I'm scared alone. I'm scared the only heartbeat I hear beating is my own. Breathe when I am lost in this dream. I need you to hold me.
I need
Diva, diva, diva. I thought that song was fitting for your piece.
Yes, absolutely. I liked it. And you know what I love? That's in those violins. They tore it up.
Girl, let me tell you something. Strings, oh, man, they're attached to my heart. I love all instruments with strings and horns. And yes, violin, that is like at the top of my list. I don't know what it is about violin, but they just, they take me there. They really do. Then we got the saxophone. Don't play with the sax, man. So I love it, love it. Then we got keys. I love percussion, the piano. Beautiful thing. Yes.
Okay.
Dude, I love it so much. I'm so mad because, you know what, I grew up with a baby grand in my mother's living room, and I used to practice on it. She even sent me to a piano teacher. My hard head, you know. I learned a little bit. And I would come home and I would practice on there, but I got bored with it. I wanted to do other things, so I never continued with it. But it's never too late to try again. I think one of these days maybe I will. Yeah, I would love to learn to play a piano. Maybe even create some music. Never did learn to really read the music sheet. I go by ear, by sound. That's how I learned. Like I said, that was a beautiful piece that you did. I really like that. And I do. I remember that segment on the get down. Let's see. Time for another station identification. I think so. So I'm going to do this. Again, Diva. I really appreciate you hanging out with me tonight. You know, I'm always open to sitting right next to my Diva, you know, doing some things, talking about some things. You know, we never run out of things to talk about. It's a good thing. Yeah. If you'd like, I want another
piece. All right. Never get ready. I said, and it's always good since I didn't make last night. But I'm
well,
happy.
You know, that's understandable. I mean, life happens, baby. Sometimes we gotta fall back on certain things and give one thing a little bit more attention than the other. It happens. That's just the way it is. I'm just glad you're still here among us. You know, rather have that than to have you push yourself and neglect yourself. So. All right, let me see. What's that one? This one is an old one too. This is called Here to This is called Here to Stag.
All right, I can share.
Thank you. I crave intimacy, and I give permanency. So I don't want temporary people touching my soul, my mind, my body, my heart. I know who I am, my value, my worth. I'm not average. I was created with faith, compassion, empathy, resiliency, trust, and love. Through my perseverance, I've learned my lessons in patience, timing, and alignment. And that you can't meet everything with resistance because it doesn't agree with your plan. It taught me that nature is in charge. Things will happen exactly when and how they are supposed to. That things happen for us, not to us. Because everything has a purpose. What I need you to understand is that the part that I play in this world concerning love isn't given in pieces, because I'm not bringing trust or commitment issues. And yes, a new start can be created on a damaged canvas, but you won't build anything stable to last. So when I need you, don't give me distance. I don't want to have to beg to be loved. The mutual reciprocation of effort is an integral part of the survival of this genuine, wholehearted, unconditionally divine love that I offer. I don't want to complicate life. I love simplicity. So some of our favorite moments should be those different times when we catch each other's stare and just smile. See, my heart doesn't make careless mistakes. I value your worth, and I love on purpose, deliberately. I will always choose soul over ego, because I found through the stillness of my peace, the true love will always find its way back to the heart it was home in. I ask that peace. BB, still with us?
Yes, I am. That was beautiful. You said love always finds its way back home.
Always finds its way back to, wait a minute, what was that last line? I said, true love will always find its way back to the heart it was home in. And that's true.
It's
true. I found it to be true because, see, the thing about true love isn't always about being real comfortable or being easygoing. But it knows that that's where it belongs. Your heart knows exactly where it's supposed to be, and that's where it will stay. That's where it'll always return to. Not to the place where it caused you a lot of stress or unnecessary crap that, you know, it's just something about it being absolute. There's no games being played. It doesn't make you feel insecure or just indifferent. It understands that that's where home is at. That heart that holds the love that you need, that you deserve, that's where the home is at, and it will always return there. That's my take on it. Are you enjoying yourself, Diva?
I am. I mean, it's always good when it's us, you know, because we can go piece by piece, you know, until the end, and it's always good that way. And I always enjoy myself.
Yes, yes. And I truly appreciate this. I really, really do. You know, it's different tonight. It's definitely different tonight.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to send out another shout out to Stan the Man Phillips. We hope you're okay, buddy. I really do. Hope you didn't take that raw link and just run off with it into the wilderness. Because we talked at him so much about getting one, you know, I think he finally got one, and we haven't heard from him. Maybe he's out there doing some dances under the moonlight. Who knows? You know, recharging the crystals and stuff. They ain't gonna get me. Come back. It's all right. It's all love. It's all love. It's all good. Yes, yes. I'm making you go through your archives. You got another piece for us, Eva?
I do.
Okay.
This piece. I don't know, this piece is untitled.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
This may seem corny, but my mind races. I, the pot, called the kettle black, spoke of how your body's never at rest, always working back to back, trying your best to get out of the situation. Ending up exhausted, tired, and weary. Claim you're good, not to worry. This is your attestation. So I'm opposite. My mind is weary being burned out and far from you, not resting in the spirit, and it makes my world dreary. I sleep, but none is restorative. I try to release, but rest is futile. When we met, I thought life would change. It was all to be worthwhile. I ended up having to wait. Patience isn't my forte. Maybe it's fate, but if we love each other, I'm willing to stay. I admit it's hard for me. Men approach me saying, "Would it do?" I just say, "No, I just want me for you." So say it now. Can we make it together? Can we make this vow? I need forever this time, because what I feel for you has no rhythm or rhyme. Don't get it twisted. I have my own. I just need my heart to have a home. That's it.
I know that's right. I know that's right, Diva. I like that piece. Let them know what it is. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. This is what it is. And this is where I will be. That was perfectly aligned with the piece that I just did. I really, really like that a lot. And we got ourselves a caller, the hand up.
All right.
We're gonna open up the microphone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see if I remember how to do this. The screen looks strange to me, but we got us a Just J.
Hey, you said my number looked vaguely strange.
Huh?
How are you?
What'd you say?
I thought you just said my number looked extremely strange. Then you're going to say it's just
no,
J. I'm
no,
like, wait a minute. It got to be one or the other. Either extremely strange or just J. Okay? You got to pick a struggle.
That is not what I said. That ain't what I said. I said my switch board, it looks a little strange. My screen. You know these devices, they do what they want
to
do.
Yeah, I know they're trying to get a T2 all over again. I got you.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I try not to put too much dependency, you know, on them because, man, they're supposed to be convenient and make us things
helpful
more efficient for us. But guess what? Let the electricity go off or we lose power all over the place. We're done.
We're going to miss them real bad.
Yeah, and,
come enslave us
why,
once again, please.
Okay, that's why I write things down. I'm old school. I will grab a pencil, an eraser, and some paper with a quick.
You know you ain't got no poems written in no notepad nowhere.
You kidding me? That's where everything lies in my notebook. They
got
in their own
notebook.
I'm trying to tell. I'm trying to tell you.
VIP, I heard a poet flip the pages the other day while they was doing their piece, and I said, "Are you using a notepad?"
Yes, my
man. But it sounds—it has a sound to it because you're looking at your own handwriting, with your words right there, and you know all the turns and the quirks and the little mistakes that you made and all the rest of that.
Yep. Absolutely, absolutely. But I understand my own handwriting for most of the time.
Yeah. That's good. That's a plus when you're writing it.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm left-handed, so sometimes legible for me, for myself, especially if I'm writing something real quick, if I'm jotting something down real quick and I go back to look at it, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Right.
I've got to turn it all different ways. What did I write down here? Oh, what that is.
You know what, y'all left-handers, these are going to be like works of art with y'all writing. Either it's going to be just something beautiful that came from the reaches of the clouds, or it's going to be abstract.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. Mine's is definitely abstract as hell.
I love it. That's but that means you're creative, though. That means you're creative.
I'm very creative. I'm very creative. Most left-handers are creative, very extremely creative. You know what they say? Left-handed people are always in their right frame of mind.
Oh, boy.
That sounds like a left-handed made that up.
Well, regardless, they're right. I'm always in my right frame of mind.
How you doing, VIP? She up here just mugged me. You supposed to be watching her. Make sure she don't bother nobody like that.
She got my back. Wow. My diva got my back.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a call from a poet. Hey, Whispers, you on Epiphany?
Oh, wow.
Hello. Hey. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you going tonight?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
I know that's right.
Man, he was up here giving me a hard time about left-handers, man, just to get you up to speed on what's going on here.
Yeah, they hear you.
Well,
yeah,
they just spoke to you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, you know what, man? You one of the dumbest poets I know. Pressure ain't nothing to you.
Yeah, man. You know, we know that. You know, wow. Okay. That's what's up, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's I already know you're about to do some poetry anyway, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go first. Do y'all mind if I go ahead and go?
I don't mind at all. Go on. The mic is yours.
Appreciate y'all.
All right.
One day I found love. Love has always been searching for me, but I fed it with a long-handled spoon. Love desired me. She admired me. So I held her captive and starved her to death many times, like grapes to love. Withered on the vine. But I too have been loved. I was conditional. With expectations as vast as the earth in the midst of the universe. But unfortunately, the conditions were exponential and quite unsimple. A shaky foundation, nothing for certain, always working on something. It was really much of nothing. She would say crap, and I would say butter. I took others for granted. As I recanted this cantor's resuscitation from the foot of this basement, I had horrible floral arrangements. I just couldn't stage it with more crap than waste can manage. And my pride I brandished like a badge of honor. And from what I saw, it was all for nothing. But now there are no more EF5s because now EF Hutton had to listen. Admissions, it's all burning if the kids ain't learning. Stove hot, the pot sets the pop, cats be purring. But I'm a man, and I ain't running, unless I'm going to the store to get something. But I'm good, and I don't need for nothing. I'm black and not rushing nothing for nothing. I gotta leave something other than unwarranted destruction. But now I'm dancing to another percussion. The power of discussion, not crushing under the boot or burning bridges, just to watch them cook. Poem.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That was really, really nice. You know, you And notice you talk about love in quite a few of your pieces.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is abstract, but it's still, you have a way of fitting your pieces that give a really great visual to what you're saying.
Appreciate that. I try to do it with the metaphors. I try to name something that resembles that, or at least a little picture in the mind. It's really actually really simple. It's the same way that if you have the word fire, and you might say burning wood instead, but everybody expecting fire to be there, but you say burning wood, and then they still see the fire, except they see it a different way.
Absolutely, and depending on how deep the visual goes for them, you can almost you can feel it, you can hear it. I'm one of them people. I go deep in my head. Yeah. I'm like right there next to a fireplace or open fire out somewhere. That was a beautiful piece, guys. Diva, what's it up?
I appreciate you.
I agree. I try to, when you spit, I close my eyes. And, you know, I'm right there. And I noticed, too, you talk a lot about love. And many things come out of you that I've never heard before. And it seems like you're getting better and better every time. So kudos.
Thank you. That's huge, VIP. I really do appreciate you, Gail. I really do.
What you got for
I'm about to go ahead and pull out the way. Y'all take care.
All right.
This piece here is called Hopefully.
All right.
Here we go.
Mike,
I want to live in a world where there's no broken niggas. Back in the day, Sidney Poitier was our token nigga for black kings on silver screens, filled with dreams of being famous. Now even that is too dangerous. They aim at us before we make it, naked and afraid with clothes on. Better hold on to your hope. When they approach our hope, hopefully they won't shoot my integrity for speeding to my lips. And I spit my rights on concrete. Hopefully it's still breathing. And if I get a chance to pick it up, hopefully my Skittles ain't crushed. And I still got enough iced tea for my cup. Hopefully Mike Brown and Tiana Taylor can hail a Mary to carry justice. Hopefully we hope that it's not just us, but it is. I mean, how many knees is needed to keep George Floyd seated after handcuffs? And even though that cop is locked up, he still can't hop up from his grave to say that he made it or that it's over. After police perform street yoga, Lord, we the downward facing dogs. And hopefully my bark is loud enough to bite your insight. And I'm afraid to get pinstripes on my windpipe for no license and registration for driving Nikes. But maybe I walk too fast. And hopefully I can walk past the blatant racism without copping or stopping where cops are copping complacency, faithfully murdering the hope that the dark past has brought us. Hoping our hope rise as high as the listening skies, but our million men marched on, but no victory was won. But we've begun rallies on government property, street corners and alleys, protests with Jews, Gentiles, Catholics, and Protestants for the abolishment of our hope, hoping our hope floats in rapids of batshit crazy badge owners. I mean, 45 mag owners with the intent to kill at will, be it verbally or forcefully with no costly consequences. Our common sense needs to be heightened, and our hopes are tightened. But hopefully I'm writing the solution. Us poets address it vocally, and hopefully we can make it and make change, hopefully. Boom.
We heard from him a lot of times before. We know who he is.
Exactly. I follow you.
I was about to have popped him in on the three-way right quick, and he was still ready to go.
Thank you for that. Man, I can't even pinpoint one line because you was dropping gems all through the piece.
He said, Quest Skittles. And I hope I got enough tea for my cup. Come on now, man. Quit playing.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up. Thank you for that, man. I appreciate you bringing it in.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
thank y'all for letting me get on like that, even though I didn't know, but thank y'all for letting me jump in like that, yeah.
Oh, man, anytime, anytime. Don't be a stranger. It's always an open mic waiting here for all y'all poets. Huh?
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you, thank you. All right, so I'm going to send y'all over to the therapist's office. It, both offices are open now because really ain't nobody. But I want to thank y'all. Like I said, don't be a stranger. One love, one mic.
All right.
Wow, Diva. Wow. The whole he came in here and just killed the whole microphone. It's still smoking. I can't even pick it up.
Oh, I'm telling you, you ain't Diva. I got something to tell you, Diva. I just got a little message in my inbox.
Okay.
He wants to try again. This is Roberto. So I'm told he's just it. Now you want to try again soon. He's messing up. And I was like, I can't do mess up. Not, he has to do his job and do it right correctly. And he can't be messing around.
Right.
I got fired in first place, but I just couldn't see it.
You know, that was mostly your fault because of your sultry voice and your charisma and your smooth diva ways coming in there, just beguiling him and keeping him in trance and enthralled and all that good stuff. You wooed him and just made him feel a certain kind of way. You know, the doctors are the ones that take a lot of the pressure and a lot of the issues we lay on their shoulders, especially a head doctor, you know? And you kind of showed him a different side of life that he doesn't see inside of that office that he's in all the time. But I can't, you know, give him a chance. Give him a chance.
Hey,
give him another chance.
I know what happened, Diva. You know what happened? I'm going to tell you exactly how he felt for me. I said, you know what? You listen to other people, but who listens to you? That's what happened. And that's what I know. It was like, baby, I think I love you. And I was like, hey, that's very I just asked the question, like, who listens to you? And I think he was just so enthralled with the way I asked him, because I did ask. I mean, I care for everybody, but I guess that's what it's going to be. But I might give him a little something next show.
I hope so. Because it's a new year, you know. It's a new year. We're supposed to leave that stuff to have. Leave your past behind you. Ain't that what Timon said or Pumbaa said in The Lion King? Leave your past behind you. Oh, Diva, Diva, Diva. Well, it is closing time. I really, really, truly appreciate you hanging out with me throughout the rest of this show. You know, being my co-pilot once again, as always. You are a dope poet and an awesome co-host. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Got any closing words?
Hey, y'all, listen. I want to say something special a little bit. I want everybody to take care of themselves. People who feel they don't need to see a doctor, see a doctor. If you really know deep down something's wrong, you just don't want to handle it or if you're scared, swallow it and go see a doctor. Take it from me. Just go ahead. Because you never know what you might find, but listen, you got backup. You got a soul tribe like I do, you got backup. And God has you. If he had me. So keep your masks on. Not over. This Omicron is really virulent, and it's already hit home for me. So keep your mask on. Hey, help anybody who pushes up on you back up. And God bless you guys. Diva.
Thank you for that. Yes, yes. I have to agree with everything that my diva said. You know, and it's just like with any other virus or that you are carrying inside. If you don't feel good and you know you're sick, stay away from people until it's gone or you feel better. Be considerate, okay? Because not everybody has a system, an immune system that's up to par to fight this mess off. So be considerate, you know? Have enough love for yourself to love everybody else and to respect that, okay? And Diva, before we leave, I want to give a shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Man,
hey,
without him,
baby, baby,
there would be no us, baby, baby. Yeah. Definitely. I want to thank him for this platform. I really, really appreciate it. And with that, everybody, I just, you know, I love you guys. I want to thank y'all, the callers, the listeners, everybody that called in. And with that, I'm going to take us out with this. Let's say good night. Peace.
Yeah.